Another large-scale case of alleged animal abuse is making headlines in New Hampshire. 52 Labrador retrievers were found living in allegedly squalid conditions in a house in Marlborough. That follows last year's seizure of 75 Great Danes in Wolfborough. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the case comes with real costs, both for the animals and for taxpayers.
There's a security camera installed on the side of Bill Jack's house. It pans across his driveway and captures the comings and goings on his dirt road near the Marlborough-Jaffrey border. He's got a lot of videos saved on his computer.
I think this is the one.
The resolution is pretty good. You can see dogs, Labrador retrievers, coming onto his property.
Here comes the dogs. Here's one dog. Two.
A pack of yellow labs strolls onto the property. One stops, lifts his leg, and marks the Jack's mailbox.
So they kind of move in a pack and they come on in.
These free-range dogs belong to Bill Jack's neighbor, a dog breeder named John Regeri, who for the past 14 years has lived up the road.
Everything was quiet for a little while, for a few years. Then he got a couple of dogs, and then he got more dogs, and more dogs, and more dogs.
Jack and other neighbors have complained about the nuisance of all these loose barking dogs. But this summer, while serving an eviction on Regeri, law enforcement entered his house and found what they allege is a puppy mill. They described waste and urine coating the floors and animals with untreated injuries. Police seized 52 dogs and one cat named Smittens. They charged Regeri with 10 counts of animal cruelty. The dogs and Smittens were placed with the Monadnock Humane Society.
This, we believe, is the largest case in our history, and we were founded in 1875, so it's pretty intense.
Kathy Collinsworth is the executive director of the animal shelter. She says add up the cost of food, medical expenses, staff, and overhead, and the price tag for caring for the labs is approaching $50,000. Under current state law, the cost of caring for seized animals, which are technically considered evidence as the cases move through the criminal courts, generally falls on the municipality or the nonprofit animal shelter that takes them in. If the accused pet owners are found guilty, prosecutors can seek restitution for the expenses of caring for the seized pets. But the owners often can't pay, and the bill ultimately lands on local taxpayers.
So if we had stricter regulations around things like this, we wouldn't be faced with these realities and these expenses.
Every year in New Hampshire, a few of these large-scale animal abuse cases seem to pop up. Pick your breed. There were the Great Danes in Wolfborough, Chihuahuas in Croydon, German Shepherds in Alexandria. State Representative Peter Bixby would like to protect towns from the costs.
It makes more sense to spread that risk over the entire state rather than saying, oh, well, your town got screwed this year.
Bixby, a Democrat from Dover, was one of the state lawmakers who worked on an ultimately doomed piece of legislation last session. The bill sought to overhaul how New Hampshire defines and regulates commercial dog breeders and deals with these expenses. The bill died not because of a partisan dispute, but a different kind of divide. On one side were legitimate, responsible breeders. They feared the bill's new regulations would create unfair burdens on them and could violate due process protections. On the other side were groups like the Humane Society that argue the state's laws are too lax, putting animals and taxpayers at risk. Representative Bixby says there's an appetite in Concord to try again next year to find the right balance.
The term tougher is not, I think, useful in this situation. I think the state needs to get more effective.
Yes, you're a good boy, Spalding. You're a good boy, and this is Rawlings.
Huh. Labs are like the Toyota Corolla of dogs. They're just like so reliable.
Last month, a keen judge ruled these labs, the ones seized and held by the Monadnock Humane Society, could be transferred to temporary foster homes. The shelter says that lowers the overall expense and is better for their health and well-being. Smittens, meanwhile, is still hanging out at the shelter. The dog breeder, John Regeri, maintains his innocence and told me the dogs were living the ideal dog existence. His criminal trial begins Friday. It will be up to a judge to decide who gets the animals and the bill for their care. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.